USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a lively Democratic presidential debate in Las Vegas last night, the first debate featuring Michael Bloomberg. The candidates wrestled over things like socialism, health care, and taxes. And a lot of shots were taken at the former New York City mayor.
Democrats take a huge risk if we just substitute one arrogant billionaire for another.
That was Elizabeth Warren. Here's Bernie Sanders.
Mr. Bloomberg had policies in New York City of stop and frisk, which went after African American and Latino people in an outrageous way. That is not a way you're going to grow voter turnout.
Bloomberg says Sanders is not electable.
I don't think there's any chance whatsoever. And if he goes and is the candidate, we will have Donald Trump for another 4 years, and we can't stand that.
And this is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
We told you at the top of the news about the Democratic debate in Nevada last night. Well, while that was going on, President Trump was holding a Keep America Great rally at the Arizona State Fairgrounds in Phoenix, part of the president's West Coast trip this week. He was blasting the media for how he gets treated.
So we're having great polls. You're seeing the polls, except for some of the fake ones. And if I was treated fairly, meaning if you were treated fairly by the fake news, we'd be up 20 points higher in the polls. There wouldn't even be a competitive election.
Through his first full day as a free man in over 7 years, former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich was praising President Trump after having his sentence for political corruption commuted.
President Trump is very different, and he's very different from many of his predecessors. This is a president who not only solves problems, but he actually is fighting to bring about the change that the American people have been hungering for years.
Blagojevich speaking there on the Fox News Channel, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Pentagon not saying much about the reportedly forced resignation of one of its top policy officials, John Rood. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The top Pentagon spokesman isn't giving much details about the reported resignation of a top policy official. Jonathan Hoffman says President Trump has the right to put together the team he wants.
John had the opportunity to serve in a senior position of the department for 3 years as an appointee of the president, but the president can make a decision to go a different direction.
Those comments as Undersecretary of Defense for Policy John Rood was asked to submit his resignation.
The Harrisburg, Pennsylvania Roman Catholic Diocese filing for bankruptcy protection. Officials say it's because of the flood of sexual assault lawsuits against members of the clergy there. NASCAR driver Ryan Newman is out of the hospital already after that horrific crash at the end of the Daytona 500 on Monday evening. His racing team posting a photo of a smiling Newman walking out of a medical center in Daytona Beach late yesterday, holding the hands of his two young daughters. And going to Amsterdam to take advantage of Holland's loose laws when it comes to public consumption of cannabis could soon be a thing of the past. The city's mayor considering banning tourists from going to cannabis cafes. He says they want to limit tourism so the city can improve overall quality of life for its actual residents. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.